There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us. Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Now buck a drink into you and get her done, boy. Yo!
I've been working up a thirst, got work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I'm gonna satisfy my taste for beer. So I have a couple on the way, calling up the boys. No one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in the pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying, and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
to for a
hey, hey, hey.
Got the evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
for a
life.
I know the reason to drink with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knockback the charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. The Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Don't anybody getting in the way. When the roots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
for a
hey, hey.
Got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
for a
hey, hey.
Got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston.
It's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same shite, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same
shite,
a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same
shite,
a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
All right, happy Saturday, everybody. Welcome back to the Blarney Hour. I'm Drew Duffney. He's Adam Hairhuck. I say welcome back to the Blarney Hour. We just seem to start it without us even talking anymore. The lagging gets us going every night and gets us charged up. And it's hard to take that song out.
Well, we have tried to find a song that gets us as pumped for the show, and we just haven't found it yet. Not that the other songs you have selected are not getting us going, but just something about has become our unofficial theme song.
Yeah, it really has. Anything ever happens to the show, I swear I'm taking that song with me wherever I go. I'm going to ask him if I can make a ringtone out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, what a day, man. I went to lunch yesterday. You're going to hear about that. I'm going to have to give some confession to Father John. And yeah, he had something he wanted to ask me about. One of his parishioners gave him a gift. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I had talked to him. We got some stuff.
You didn't give it to him, did you?
No, it wasn't anything I grew or stilled in my residence.
It looks like you might have your opportunity to ask him right now. Hang on one second. Hello, Solid State Radio.
Well, hello, boys. How are we tonight?
There he is.
Well, we're pretty good, Father. We got a little bit of a cooling in the weather. It's not so hot as it's been all week.
Yeah, that is pretty nice. I haven't had the windows open, getting fresh air. You know, it's nice.
Yeah. Well, so what else is going on?
Oh, just all kinds of crazy stuff. I had one of these. Okay, listen. I don't know if I'm going to say the name right. This new coffee. I don't know what it's called. One of my parishioners brought it in. It's, how do I say it again? Sativa, son of a Civet coffee? He says, is that
Civet,
it?
Civet coffee. Oh, Kopi Luwak.
You've heard of that?
Yeah, yeah. So have you had any yet, Father?
Well, yeah, you know, and I thought it was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Well, that's very, very expensive. That's like $300 an ounce, I think, or something like that.
What?
Holy smokes.
Yeah,
I don't know. It was good. I don't know if it's what did you say? $3,000?
Yeah, I think it's like $300 an ounce or $300 a pound or something like that. The thing is it's extremely rare. You know, how they make that coffee, Father, is...
No, I don't.
There's a specific cat. It's kind of like a mountain lion, but it's a smaller cat. And it roams through the mountains and eats the coffee beans off the plant.
It eats coffee beans.
Yeah. And then it excretes the coffee beans, and there's little cat piles of coffee beans after it goes to the bathroom. And then they roast it just like that, and it gives it a real unique flavor. So it's not like they can just plant a whole farm full of these coffee beans that taste like that. They got to go around and follow this specific kind of mountain lion around and pick up its poo and make coffee out of it.
What are you telling me? I just drank some poo?
Well, I hate to break it to you, but yeah, it's pretty rare. It's hard to get. It's a delicacy.
Well, for heaven's sakes, I'm dumping out. I got half a cup here, and I'm getting ready to dump it out.
Well, be sure and dump it in the toilet.
Isn't that ironic?
Well, see now, Father John, you're a cat owner. I'm a cat owner. Drew has been a cat owner, and here's a cat that eats coffee beans. Now, I can't think of anything more scary than a cat hepped up on caffeine.
I know that. I'm telling you. I bought some treats for these kitty cats of mine here so that at nighttime, I give it to them right before I go to bed, and it's kind of supposed to calm them down. I don't know. It doesn't seem to work too well, but it does calm.
Give them some of those brownies.
I haven't even had any of those brownies. Where are they?
I think Drew's working on it.
Yeah, we're going to get you a batch. We're going to take next week off. Adam's got a Sessions concert series, and I'm probably going to go attend with him. So we're going to take next week off, just play some music and have a good time. So maybe next weekend I'll have time to bake.
Well, there you go. See, Drew, you can, I tell you, Drew, you're a master baker when it comes to those brownies.
Well, you say that now, Father, but I kind of got to... Can I do a little confession here? I hate to do it, but can I do a little confession tonight?
Certainly.
Father, I punched a little person yesterday.
What?
I punched a little person.
You punched a little... Why would you do such a thing?
I know. I feel kind of bad. But see, I was going to lunch with this lady, and I was taking her to this real fancy restaurant. It was on the top floor, and we were going to overlook the lake and everything. And so we got in the elevator, and there was this little person in there, and we're getting ready to go up to the top floor. And she said to my lady friend that her hair smelled nice.
Now, wait a minute. What are you talking about?
Well, I apparently, you know, being a little person, that there's only one bunch of hair that person could smell. And they always say an elevator smells way different to a little person. But anyway,
so Drew takes a swing at him. He says, "I am not happy." And Drew says, "Well, which one are you?"
That's right.
Oh, I caught that one. I know you where you're going with that little joke.
Oh, well.
Listen here, Drew. Nobody needs to go around punching little people.
Well, it was a horrible thing. He just bounced right back up.
Sure. See? The bigger they are, the harder they fall. A little fella like that's going to hit his feet right away.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Hey, by the way, the garden's doing really nice. I just had a tomato sandwich for dinner again this week.
You know, I got to thinking about that. You know, I told you can add the coffee grounds to your garden. You ought to add that Kopi Luwak coffee grounds to there. That's already got extra fertilizer in it.
You need the scrapers. You know, that's where it's going. I sure as heck ain't drinking no more of that stuff.
Well, it's not like it's not processed. I was just talking about Adam with another story that there's a place in California that's working on preserving water. And so they're using all the shower water, laundry water, and sink water, all the gray water, everything but what comes out of the toilet, and they're recycling it and making beer out of it.
Well, I'm glad I don't drink beer.
It's pretty good until you get a hairball.
That's right.
Yeah, lucky me, I'd end up with, who knows, I'd end up with those. With a spaghetti noodle or something. Yeah.
Big old wad of toothpaste or something floating in your beer.
Making me gag over here.
Oh, well, we better get back to the music, Father. We'll let you be.
All right, that's good. I'm busy anyway. But I am putting together, and you better be there tomorrow, Drew, because I have to talk to you about something.
Yes, I'll be there tomorrow, and we'll get everything all worked out. I'm not going to have any coffee with you, though.
No, I'm not going to have my coffee. I'm not going to make no more of that coffee. I'm dumping it in the garden.
Okay. Well, that'll make your garden grow for sure, Father. Good night, Father.
All right. Good night, boys. Have a nice night. May your music play well.
There once was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was a Bully of Tea. The winds blew up her bowed up down, oh, below my bully boys blow. Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. She'd not been 2 weeks from shore when down on her a right whale bore. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow. Soon may the willow man come to bring her sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take her leave and go. Da 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 da. Before the boat had hit the water, the whale's sail came up and caught her. Hands to the side, harping and fought her when she dived down low. Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. No line was cut, no whale was freed. The captain's mind was not of greed, and he belonged to the whaleman's creed. She took that ship in tow. Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Da 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 da. For 40 days or even more, the lane went slack and tight once more. All boats were lost, there were only four, but still that whale did go. Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. As far as affair, the fight's still on. The line's not cut and the whale's not gone. The willow man makes his regular call to encourage the captain, crew, and all. Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Soon may the willow man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
The Blarney Hour, where time equals your blood alcohol content.
Don't tell me this is all for nothing. I can only tell you one thing. On the nights you feel outnumbered, baby, I'll be out there somewhere. I see everything you can be. I see the beauty that you can't see. On the nights you feel outnumbered, baby, I'll be out there somewhere.
I could have showed you all the scars at the start, but that was always the most difficult part. See, I'm in love with how your soul's a mix of chaos and art, and how you never try to keep them apart. I wrote some words and then I stared at my feet, became a coward when I needed to speak. I guess love took on a different kind of meaning for me, so when I go, just know it kills me to leave. To all the stars that light the road, don't ever leave that girl so cold. Never let me down, just lead me home. Don't tell me this is all for nothing. I can only tell you one thing. On the nights you feel outnumbered, baby, I'll be out there somewhere. I see everything you can be. I see the beauty that you can't see. On the nights you feel outnumbered, baby, I'll be out there somewhere. That's yet to depart. There's still a song inside the halls in the dark. I'll come for you if you just stay where you are, and I'll always hold your hand in the car. And there'll be days when it's difficult, but I ask you to never leave behind the reciprocal. We're past that. Love is not designed for the cynical. So we have that, we can have that. To all the stars that light the road, don't ever leave that girl so cold. Never let me down, just lead me home. Don't tell me this is all for nothing. I can only tell you one thing. On the nights you feel outnumbered, baby, I'll be out there somewhere. I see everything you can be. I see the beauty that you can't see. On the nights you feel outnumbered, baby, I'll be out there somewhere. I can only tell you one thing. On the nights you feel outnumbered, baby, I'll be out there somewhere.
I see everything you can be. I see the beauty that you can see. On the nights you feel outnumbered, baby, I'll be out there somewhere. Baby, I'll be out there somewhere, somewhere, somewhere. There's somewhere,
everything was broken. The devil hit his second stride. You remember what I told you? Someday I'll need your spine to hide behind. For fear of moments stolen, I don't want to say goodnight, but I still see you in the morning. Still know you're hurt, and still know both your eyes. I could have told you about the long nights. No one loves the birds that don't rise, so you can tell the heroes go high. My sense of wonder is just a little tired, and if only you could see yourself in my eyes, you'd see you shine, you shine. I know you'd never leave me behind, but I am lost this time.
Are we destined to burn or will we last the night? I will hold you till I hold you right. But if only you could see yourself in my eyes, you'd see you shine, you shine.
So we'll run into the open, keep your hand inside of mine, and then when everything is over, I hope to think of this as better times. The sky got red and swollen, I guess I never see the signs. There can't be songs for every soldier, there can't be solace every time you cry. I could have told you about the long nights, how no one loves the birds that don't rise. So you can tell the heroes go high. My sense of wonder is just a little tired. But if only you could see yourself in my eyes, you'd see you shine, you shine. I know you'd never leave me behind, but I am lost this time. Are we destined to burn or will we last the night? I will hold you till I hold you right. But if only you could see yourself in my eyes, you'd see you shine, you shine. I was lost till I found you. Now these songs will hold and hide your name. All it was all about you. Since that night, the moon has never seemed the same. And if only you could see yourself in my eyes, you'd see you shine, you shine. I know you'd never leave me behind, but I am lost this time. What if the love you deserve is love you never find? I've learned in love and death we don't decide. And if only you could see yourself in my eyes, you'd see you shine, you shine.
All right, welcome back to the Blarney Hour. I'm Drew Duffney, he's Adam Harahuck, and that was Dermot Kennedy with Lost.
I like that.
Yeah, a little brand bit of a new departure for the Blarney Hour.
Yeah, I dig it.
You know, he's pretty cool cat. I mean, it sounds like more stuff that you'd hear like on a pop radio station here in the U.S.
Very much so.
And I think that's what intrigued me to it, because it's different from what we play. We play a lot of the U.K. punk, we play a lot of the traditional music, a lot of the humorous stuff, and that was definitely more mainstream, but, you know, it's hard to turn it down. I listened to it, and I kind of fell into it, and I really enjoyed it.
Very enjoyable.
Yeah. Well, should we get the bills paid?
Yeah, let me just load up the bill payer.
All right. Well, coming up after the commercial break anyway, folks, we got some Seamus Kennedy, we got some Thomas Benjamin, and so much more coming up, so stick around.
The Sessions Concert Series is back at the Corona Road Bar, Saturday, August 12th. Three bands that I play on Sessions that you need to see live. Gutter Swamp, Hyper, and Crafted Conviction. It's all taking place Saturday, August 12th at the Corona Road Bar. No tickets, no cover. Come on in. Corona Road Bar is located at 3110 Corona Road in Flint. 9 o'clock start time, Saturday, August 12th. Hyper, Crafted Conviction, and Gutter Swamp. It's the Sessions Concert Series. Support local music.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
Hey, it's the Goat Boy from Open for Discussion, a show where we give the best and worst unsolicited advice. Every week, we ask our audience questions and scour the internet for funny, relatable, and thought-provoking advice that we break down. Ever wanted to know if you're the a-hole in a situation? We got you covered. Join Gator and I every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. for witty banter, insightful conversation, and a general hodgepodge of a good time. Only on SolidStateRadio.net.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done, and that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters, still have doubts? Check out their 5-star ratings. Trust me, they can do it. They also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597.
As I look around the studio and see things hanging on the wall, all the things that we're proud of and that we've done here in the studio and for the community, and I think to myself, how is it Trish does this? Trish over at Hall of Frames does an amazing job. So one day we went over and asked her, Trish, what is it? How do you see these things? She said, it's simple. If you're proud of it, frame it. And that is what she founded her business on. You'll find Hall of Frames at 392 West Nepissing, Suite 3, downtown Lapeer. Telephone number 810-660-7874. That's 810-660-7874.
Stone's Throw Theater is pleased to present Pure Imagination. This is the final production for the Summer Musical Theater Camp, featuring all of our students after 3 weeks of learning the show and putting it together. This is Saturday, July 29th at 2 p.m. Lapeer High School. All seats $10. You can get those at www.stonesthrowtheater.org or at 810-660-7805. Stone's Throw Theater, where music, theater, and art are only a stone's throw away.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick & Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
When you want to unwind, Cascadon Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, 6 pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascadon Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place, Cascadon Lounge.
All right, welcome back, everybody.
Whoop, whoop.
Blarney Hour, happy Saturday right here, Lapeer, Michigan, in the United States, and we got a show coming up for you.
Yeah,
I was just in an odd mood tonight. Like, I'm happy one minute, I know I'm just all over the map. I don't know what's going on.
Something was going on with me too. It's been a full moon.
Yeah,
and I think that truly, a lot of people say, "Oh, that's just hippie stuff," but the moon affects water. And we are 80% water.
Well, did you see the oceans are so hot that the coral reefs are melting?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, but...
And I mean, coral reef can cut you. Like, it's kind of like stone. And I can't believe that the ocean's so hot that it's melting.
Yep. That's what's going on. But yeah, I was the total bitch earlier. I mean, yesterday I was just... Well, okay. So, okay. Yeah. I got to apologize to Dorothy. I'm going to apologize to Dorothy on the air. But I said, hey, let's go to this restaurant. but they're about to close in about a half hour. Do you still want to go there, or do you want to go somewhere else? I gave her two different options. She says, yeah, that sounds good. I was like, I can't do this today. I just shut the door and walked away. Do you want to do A or B? Yes.
Right.
Yeah. I love her, but damn,
I saw
woman.
Somewhere, I don't know if it was California, because they always do the odd stuff, California or Florida, but it said they named their restaurant, I don't care. It's so that when you ask your wife or your husband, I mean, because it goes both ways. I don't care. Well, I don't care either. Where are we going? Where are we going for dinner? I don't care. Okay, apparently, yeah.
Yeah. Or there's that meme where the woman's on death row. She said, what do you want for your last meal? She goes, I don't know. What do you want? Just light her up.
That's right. Oh, well, let's get back into our little Seamus Kennedy. Here's Sarah right here on the Blarney Hour.
Got to do a song about a young lady called Sarah. And Sarah held a whole bunch of different jobs. I'm going to sing about them right now. And this is an audience participation song, so let me explain your participation part. I'm going to sing each verse all the way through once, and then we'll do it a second time. But the second time around, you're on your own, okay? Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a shoeshine shop. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a shoeshine shop. All day long she sits and shines. All day long she shines and sits. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a shoeshine shop. On your own. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a shoeshine shop. Very good, no mistakes. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a Chevrolet. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a Chevrolet. All day long she sits and shifts. All day long she shifts and sits. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a Chevrolet. Here we go. Sarah, 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 sitting in a Chevrolet. This song is going to be no fun if you keep getting them right. Sarah, Sarah, sitting on a battleship. Sarah, Sarah, sitting on a battleship. All day long she sits on ships. All day long on ships she sits. Sarah, Sarah, sitting on a battleship. Ready? Sarah, 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 sitting on a battleship. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a seafood shop. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a seafood shop. All day long she sits and shucks. All day long she shucks and sits. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a seafood shop. Watch it. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a seafood shop. I think I heard a mistake from the guy right in front here. Sarah, Sarah, working with a flock of ducks. Sarah, Sarah, working with a flock of ducks. All day long she flocks her ducks. All day long her ducks she flocks. Sarah, Sarah, working with a flock of ducks. Away, Sarah.
Sarah, Sarah, working with a flock of ducks. Sarah, Sarah, working with a flock of ducks. All day long she flocks her ducks. All day long her ducks she flocks. Sarah, Sarah,
working with a flock of ducks. You said it, didn't you? You said it. I saw you. Sarah, Sarah,
sitting in a sewing shop. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a sewing shop. All day long she fits and tucks. All day long she tucks and fits. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a sewing shop. Careful,
Sarah.
Sitting in a sewing shop. Sarah, Sarah, sipping on a bottle of Schlitz. Sarah, Sarah, sipping on a bottle of Schlitz. All day long she sips her Schlitz. All day long her Schlitz she sips. Sarah, Sarah, sipping on a bottle of Schlitz. Take it away,
Sarah.
Sipping on a bottle of Schlitz.
My dad's a pheasant plucker, he's a very busy man, so I help him plucking pheasants and I do the best I can. Sometimes he will go away and leave me on my own, and so I'm left for sitting plucking pheasants all alone. I'm not the pheasant plucker, I'm the pheasant plucker's son, and I'm only plucking pheasants till the pheasant plucker comes. My husband likes to pluck with me, we have a lot of fun. He tickles me with pheasant feathers when the plucking's done. The laughing and the giggling helps to keep me fit and slim. There's nothing I would rather do than pheasant pluck with him. I'm not the pheasant plucker, I'm the pheasant plucker's wife. And when we pluck together, it's a pheasant plucking life. For the job of pheasant plucking, my friend was born and bred. He likes to have a pheasant pluck before he goes to bed. I try and lend a helping hand, I gather up the feathers. It's really all this pheasant plucking keeps us here together. I'm not the pheasant plucker, I'm the pheasant plucker's friend. And if we weren't plucking pheasants, he would drive me round the bend. I had a pal in Donegal to pluck a frozen pheasant, but you have to pluck them fresh or it's really quite unpleasant. I'm not good at plucking pheasants, at the plucking I've no luck. Though some peasants find it pleasant, I would rather pluck a duck. I'm not the pheasant plucker, I'm the pheasant plucker's mate. And I'm only plucking pheasants cause the pheasant plucker's late. My son's a pheasant plucker and he's very good to me. He frequently invites me round to have a cup of tea. We have pheasant plucking parties and play pheasant plucking games. Before we pluck the pheasants, we will give them silly names. I'm not the pheasant plucker, I'm the pheasant plucker's mother. And the mother plucking pheasants is as good as any other. My cousin is a pheasant plucker, he's the best I've seen. I'm no good at plucking pheasants, I really am quite green. He could pluck a buffalo or even do a moose. I have trouble getting down a hider, duck or goose. I'm not the pheasant plucker, I'm the pheasant plucker's cousin. In the time it took to sing the song, he plucked a half a dozen.
It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Now shut up and finish your whiskey.
When we were still young enough to hang out down the park. Never on a school night, at the weekends after dark. We'd always find sources of cheap alcohol aplenty. Buckfast, Wineglen's, Vodka Hooch and Mad Dog 2020. Using everything within our power to excess. Substances to enhance interpersonal prowess. But the one drink I refer to as the devil's brew, I can bear no longer, as I'll now explain to you. I can't drink cider anymore. I can't drink cider anymore. A cold lager and lime makes for a rather smashing time. But cider is a thing I can't endure. Teenage drinking was a curse, and it left me feeling worse than other drinks we managed to procure. Now I can't drink cider, I can't drink cider, I can't drink cider anymore. I can't drink cider anymore. I can't drink cider anymore. I'm absolutely fine with a beer or with a wine, and countless spirits one may wish to pour. But a single cider drink will make me throw up in the sink, the lavatory, or even on the floor. Because I can't drink cider, I can't drink cider, I can't drink cider anymore. Just to be creative, we would often try to make clever combinations we might now deem a mistake. Trying new concoctions at a breakneck record pace, making Sunday mornings an ordeal to have to face. Day trips to the bathroom, the finale of the week. Sat behind closed blinds with no ability to speak. But one drink left an effect I would ne'er soon forget. And from those regurgitations I have not recovered yet. I can't drink cider anymore. I can't drink cider anymore. A double G&T is jolly good for me. A Jaeger bomb will warm me to the core. I am the type of bloke who loves a nice spiced rum and coke. And though I've tried many times since just to make sure, I know I can't drink cider, I can't drink cider, I can't drink cider anymore. I can't drink cider anymore. Drink cider anymore. A well-aged Scottish whiskey can be a little risky, but makes one feel satisfactorily mature. I can keep on staying out on the ale or on the stout, but cider leaves me bidding friends adieu. Because I can't drink cider, I can't drink cider, I can't drink cider.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Drew Duffney. He's Adam Hairhuck. And just because Thomas Benjamin can't drink cider anymore doesn't mean we can't. You want a good cider, head over to Tilted Access. They're a good spot for us. A lot of people do cider right, but their tray bearer is phenomenal. We are just about to wind things down. A little bit of a somber finish to the show. And like I said, I'm just all over the board. In fact, I've even brought in a country song, which I was kind of wondering where that was going to go. But I brought in the Bellamy Brothers with Lost in Ireland. And I'll tell you, I just enjoyed the song. So that's going to wrap it up for me on the Blarney Hour. But Adam's going to be here for the next 3 hours playing nothing but Michigan-made music right here on Solid State Radio.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears, while we all sup sorrow if poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. While we seek mirth and beauty and music light and gay, there are frail forms fainting at the door. Though their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. There's a pain. Song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. Come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you
The Blarney Hour. We drink because it's not good to keep things bottled up.
I was going home, but I got lost in Ireland. Didn't mean to roam, I just got lost in Ireland. Oh, the grass was so green, so
surreal and so serene. In Ireland, then I fell in love, lost in love in Ireland. An angel from above, and I was lost in Ireland. Like a vision to me, we made love and she made tea. In Ireland, down an old country road, lambs bled in the heather. Hear the church bells on the corner, I might just stay here forever.
Down an old country road, down an old...